This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files.
Even with the government in shutdown, Jeffrey Epstein's a hot topic. Their representative-elect from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, saying Speaker Johnson is using the shutdown as cover not to swear her in.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability.
Johnson says that the government needs to be reopened, but she says that wasn't the case when Johnson swore in two Republicans out of a formal legislative session. Sources tell ABC News that Israel is preparing to receive more hostage bodies this evening. As Israel waits on Hamas to hold up its end of the deal, the peace is mostly holding, but not all aid is getting through to the Gazans. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates hit a high last year, carbon monoxide tripling since the 1960s, causing more extreme weather. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The annual harvest dinner and auction to support Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There will be many great items to bid on. Bruce Pitsley is with Boscobel Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
In the past, we've had everything from apples to baby goats donated and everything in between. This year, we have a lot of quality handcrafted wood items already. We've got some beautiful quilts that have been donated, some meat bundles, firewood. And the past 2 years, we've had an anonymous donor donate over 70 brand new items. And she's going to do that again this year. Some of those items are small electronics, vacuum cleaners, air fryers, air grills, solar phone chargers, beauty care products. There's so many items that there's too many to mention. So we're looking forward to seeing those items show up again, and it'll be a great night.
Bruce Pitsley says that along with the meal, there will be various activities at the fundraiser.
This year, our meal will be smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, and beans, and we are having dessert also. We also have silent auction, live auction. And we're also doing card raffles. We're going to have two card raffle items. One of them is a really nice Blackstone griddle with a cover. And we'll be selling chances for that, $10 per card. And we'll sell a deck of cards that way. And we'll have another item also, which is yet to be determined. And those items are being anonymously donated also.
Auction preview and social time will begin at 5. The dinner will be served at 6. And the live auction will begin at 7. If you are interested in making a donation, quality items can be dropped off at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet from 4 to 8 on either Thursday or Friday. Baked goods are also welcome. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it wasn't our best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still a few showers out there for your Wednesday afternoon. Plenty of clouds out there as well. An east breeze and highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, shower chances continue. Clouds in upper 40s to lower 50s. Still a few showers Thursday and upper 60s. It's 50 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot. Or
please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
May we raise children who love the unloved things by Nicolette Sauter. May we raise children who love the unloved things. The dandelion, the worms, the spiderlings. Children who sense the rose needs the thorn and run into rain-stripped days the same way they turn towards the sun. And when they're grown and someone has to speak for those who have no voice, may they draw upon that wider bond, those days of tending tender things, and be the ones. What are we raising children to do? What signals are we sending them? How is the next generation being empowered to lead the country, to lead the world, to lead their own lives, to treat fellow humans, fellow people? I am drawn to and recoiling from a story in Politico and elsewhere. It's not a brand new story, but it is a new story about the young Republicans around the country in New York and Virginia and Arizona and Kansas and Vermont that offers an unfiltered look at how they talk with one another when they think the only people who are paying attention are other young Republicans. To be clear, not when they think it is only a small group of friends or a family member or their own fraternity in a small group, whatever, but national young Republican leaders, what they think is appropriate to say, what they think they'll be held accountable for saying, what the culture encourages and discourages. And it gives a fascinating look. I don't bring up the story primarily to throw stones. I wouldn't want to be held for a lifetime to account for my stupidities and cruelties in my teenage years. But it does raise a question. How should we be developing the next generation of leaders? Because to be clear, if you self-select or are selected into the Young Republicans, that is what you are self-selecting or being selected to be. How should we be bringing along the generation of people who are going to lead people or just live among people? Or amongst, if you prefer. My take is this. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. visible if I stand up. It's not visible if I sit here, but if I stand up, I can see it. As I've probably shared before, I don't know if I'm a great person. Right? My glass house tries to collect few stones. But I know I'm better when surrounded by better people. It's one of the reasons I appreciate being here, sitting in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman program. My name is Jefferson Smith, and it's an honor to be amongst you. I don't always care about the environment. It's easier to be selfish or care about poor people or I'm better when I'm around people who don't want to spread discrimination. I'm better when I'm around people who do want to tend to the natural environment, who are thinking about the next or the second or the seventh generation down the line. I am better when I'm surrounded by people who love their neighbor, who evaluate their own morality by and the morality of their own community and their society by the degree to which they protect the least of us. I am better when I'm with people who don't want to deepen or further institutional misogyny. It is easy, maybe for anybody, certainly for me, to be myopic and jingoistic, to wield my white man privilege like a cudgel. But y'all help remind me, Jeff, don't be a, and then I bleep a word. I'll bleep a word so that Sean doesn't have to. Thank you, Sean. Jeff, don't be a bleep. And you help remind me not to be. So when I see a text thread of national young Republican leaders that has too few people texting, Jeff, don't be a beep. It makes me real nervous and more than nervous. It makes me real concerned and maybe more than concerned. As political reporter leaders, the young Republican groups throughout the country worried what would happen if their Telegram chat ever got leaked, but they kept typing anyway. They referred to black people, trigger warning, as monkeys and watermelon people and mused about putting their political opponents in gas chambers. They talked about, trigger warning, raping their enemies and driving them to suicide and lauded Republicans who they believed supported slavery. The vice chair of the Kansas Young Republicans used the N-word and variations of it more than a dozen times. The vice chair of the New York State Young Republicans referred to rape as epic. Another was chair of the same organization, wrote that everyone who votes no is going to the gas chamber. I'm going to create some of the greatest physiological, another text goes on, some of the great physiological torture methods known to man. We only want true believers.
2 minutes.
I can understand young people. To be clear, the age range of the young Republicans isn't like 13 to 21. It's 18 to 40. But I can imagine, and will acknowledge, having been in conversations when I was a kid that I am now horrified by, and that I didn't sufficiently enough times in my own high school years and college years stand up for being better and stand against being worse. But I did better than these guys in that respect, I will say. But my point is not, again, primarily to throw stones. It is to ask that question, how should we be raising the next generation? How should we be bringing along our next generation of leaders? What signals should we be sending them? What responsibility, for instance, should, I don't know, let's speak not so hypothetically, the President of the United States have? What obligation, what responsibility should people who define themselves as Republicans have? And what should it tell you that this is the tenor of the conversation in the next generation of your leaders? That when we have a window to how they talk to one another, this is what we see through the window. I have said before, I will basically say it is moved from hypothesis to theory. The current Republican Party is not in a position to police itself against its worst instincts. To my Republican friends and listeners, please police yourselves. Please work to be morally better, even when people aren't watching. And until that happens, the only accountability will be losing elections, if they still happen. My question for at least now is, what should we be doing to raise the next generation? What should we be learning about that? The call-in number, I gave it a moment ago. We'll be back. I'm Jeff Smith.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Lines are open. We'll be right back in just a moment.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with a happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial info, even plans for your relief, plans for your pets, is in one safe place, knowing when your family needs it most. Each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer needed. Just head over to the Knockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's NOK.com. TheKnockBox.com. TheKnockBox.com. Promo code TOM16 to save 16%. TheKnockBox.com. Get organized and save. Go straight to your calls. Let's hear from JC from San Pedro, California. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Jeff, I really liked your analysis about the situation with the GOP and the Republicans. I was shocked to hear these statistics, but I just want to say something that this country, from its beginnings, has been a racist country. It's ingrained in the fiber of this country. There hasn't been any reparations or even apologies to the indigenous, to the black and brown people. It's ingrained. So as even if they taught, I just want to say, even if they taught civics in school, it's very hard to teach a person to be a normal, good citizen. It comes from home. And when at home they teach hatred and racism, it's very difficult to break that cycle of hate. And even in some instances, Stephen Miller, I hear that he was brought up in a nice Jewish family, Holocaust survivors, and see what this guy turned out to be. So
this is the thing.
It comes from home. It has to be inculcated from home.
So this is. But what's interesting is your last two points run about each other. But thank you, JC. I want to reply to that. But thank you so much for the call. Then of course, right? Of course, lessons that each of us learn from our parents and siblings matter a ton. But what I find interesting about this thread, and importantly, is it was not a family thread. And I think much of that language might have been language they didn't get from their parents. And what we know is that peer relationships can be more persuasive, more inculcating, more important in developing our worldview and our habits than our parents' views, which we can sometimes have the reaction to resist or get immune to, or they're not around all the time.
I remember the debates. Anytime, I mean, I am sure there have been radio hosts any number of times when some lefty protester in Berkeley in some decade past had done something saying, where do they learn this paper? They got to learn it better at home. And even then, I would have said, yeah, but we've got to build cultures outside the home. Like, yes, please, teach your children well. Crosby, Stills, and Nash had it right. But we can't leave that only to and expect it will only be done in the home, because people leave home. And when you're online, you can leave home without leaving home. And the signals that we send of what is approved by society and by medium-sized and microcultures are really powerful. And that's why the movement that has to be developed, or the movements that have to be developed, it's more than one, and it's kind of hard. It's even a little bit complicated, but some of it's kind of simple. Is we've got to require that we love our neighbor, that we are not so committed to that we are too soft to be able to win, or too soft to be able to hold people to account, that we also have to root out from leadership those who are doing it for so obviously the wrong reasons, for only power and control. Of course, there will always be ego, there will always be desire for power, there will always be desire for control. And we shouldn't think of ourselves as entirely hypocrites when we're picking the better amongst options, which I don't call the lesser of two evils. I think all of us have good and evil within us, and we try to just do the best we can and try to identify the best leaders we can and build the best movements we can and build the best cultures we can. But the reason I find this story so interesting, JC, is because it happened outside the home. And because where they're learning the behavior and getting the signals of what's okay, like, yeah, Fox News ain't helping. And certain churches, certain church teachings aren't helping. And segregated churches in the South, which have now essentially grown in dominance in our political culture, that's not helping. And that's kind of home. But so much of this is happening outside the home. How do we build cultures for young people, leadership, development opportunities for young people, where they learn to be more effective and better people? Not only selfish, not only learn how to be physically fit, not only learn how to be capitalistically effective, but also how to be good members of society. How do we do that? I think it goes beyond the home. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on location for the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Filmmakers, former Packers, all on the show.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. On May 5th, 1961, Alan Shepard launched into space, becoming the first American to go there. In a one-room rural schoolhouse near Viroqua, there was an 8-year-old second grader, Mark Lee, watching the event on a black-and-white TV with a coat hanger connected on top for better reception. That is the day Mark decided he was going to be an astronaut. In high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment through Congressman Vernon Thompson and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado, in June of 1970. In early 1984, NASA announced they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applicants. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was the first in his class to receive a spaceflight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew on STS-30 in May 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. On his four missions, Mark Lee traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. During his Air Force and NASA career, he has flown a total of 4,500 hours. For all his achievements in the Air Force and NASA, Mark was awarded many medals and citations. Astronaut Mark Lee from Viroqua will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame on Saturday at the EAA Museum in Oshkosh. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still a few showers out there for your Wednesday afternoon. Plenty of clouds out there as well. An east breeze and highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, shower chances continue. Clouds in upper 40s to lower 50s. Still a few showers Thursday and upper 60s. It's 50 at our studios.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
So during the break, it was commented in the studio that my dog has lost weight. Let me be clear, he has not. Okay, he has not lost an ounce, nor have I. And I believe when someone tells me, Jeff, you've lost a little bit of weight, I believe, and I know I haven't. I know what that means is, I know is a strong word. I have not interrogated the issue. I certainly have not been so bold as to talk about it on the airwaves. But I believe what is going on is that the impression I left them the last time they saw me was, well, that guy could stand to lose a little bit of weight. But then when they see me, and I have still human form, I can make out legs and arms and neck, like, oh, he's not nearly as grotesque as I thought he was. He still looks just pretty okay. And they say, oh, you lost weight. I'm like, no. And I don't really know what to say, but what I'm thinking is, now I know what you were thinking about me the last time you saw me. George Bailey is here. He has not lost an ounce. Okay. He has gained probably a couple ounces, but he is still a beautiful, wonderful dog. And I love him very much. To the ounce, I love him maybe slightly more of each ounce. I try not to, you know, but we're not trying to fatten him up. This is not Hansel and Gretel. Okay, we're not gonna eat a chubby dog. It's not going to eat dogs at all. Not to cast aspersions. Other people's dietary choices. All right. And one other at the home front corner. We'll get back to Crosby, Stills, and Nash in a moment. But my dad will not be on today. I'm going to see if I can get him on tomorrow, the next day. But it was also asked, is your dad coming on? I said, no, he's gone on a trip with his new 85-year-old girlfriend. Okay. They are both, for their ages, extraordinarily physically fit. If anyone knows, this is a call, I mean, it's a call for help. If anybody knows of a super senior Olympics for doubles, that where the aggregate age of competitors exceeds 175 years old, please let me know, because I believe I know the champions. And I want a range of, you know, whatever's more than a decathlon, is a dodecathlon, something that has more than 10 events. I want crossword puzzles. I would like just some standard racing, shot put, whatever, that kind of deal. But I also want, I want puzzles. I want spelling. I want definitions of words. I want dates. Okay, I want something. I want the kind of cognitive test that we wish Donald Trump would go through. This is what I would like. I would like a competition for those things for couples, married or unmarried. I'm not here to moralize. That will compete worldwide. Okay, China, bring it on. Okay, but the average. I would even accept average aggregate age of 170. But if we have 175, I am confident. I got the lead horses in the stable back home. They are ready. I mean, to be clear, they have left the stable. They've gone to South Carolina for some convention. They're able-bodied. It's horrifying. But anyway, so that's where Pop is right now. And he can't hear me because he's on an airplane with this woman, who, of course, I won't name because they didn't know they were brought up. I had not planned on bringing them up. But that's what's going on with George and me, who have not lost any weight. And with my dad, his 85-year-old girlfriend. I was also asked during the break if she's a gold digger. And and as I said, I think, well, if they're going after my pop, they're more like a bronze digger. Like maybe a few pieces of silver. They're more a bronze digger. But I don't think so. I think they're related to each other. They dated when I was like two. And then they've been reunited. And now they're like kids. They're like, I don't even know. We could do a whole, I could shed every listener of this radio program by just talking about this a long time. I'm developing material. I have things. I don't know if it's for my therapist or a future book or a comedy special. It may be a mixture. I don't know. But there is something there to mine. But I just wanted to give you an update. I'm hoping to get Pop
on the air tomorrow or the next day, but if it happens, he's going to be like on a mobile phone in South Carolina in between octogenarian canoodling. Let's go to Maria from Chicago, Illinois. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Jefferson.
Hello there.
I was listening to your comments regarding those young Republicans and so on. And as I was mentioning earlier to the person who took my phone call, it takes a village. But here's the thing. In the village, there exists good and bad influences.
Yep.
So the question is, how do you expose your child, your children, to the good influences in their lives? And, I mean, the church, schools, neighbors, everybody is involved in the development of a child. Nothing is done by just the parents. Nothing is done by just the child. So I learned my lesson when we had the election, who voted for the other person. And I was very disappointed because I thought I knew that person. I thought that was a good person. Now I have to rethink it. So when I say it takes a village, you have to know who it is that are going to be good influences and negative influences on your child.
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer to that because I found out the hard way, and some of these were relatives, that they are not who I thought they were.
Yeah.
So the parents play a big role. Peer pressure can play a big role. But you know what? If the child is taught to be discerning, to have critical thinking, to be exposed to civics, to be exposed to the good in life, that love is so important, that we must love our neighbor as God had, you know, taught us in church and school, right? So I don't know what the real answer is, but I do know it takes a village. It takes many people, many influences, and hopefully it's positive.
Thank you, Maria. I can't say it much better. And this is one of the reasons it's so discombobulating. Because when I was a kid, I thought that the conservative movement was a thing that was asking for personal responsibility, personal good conduct, that was asking for making sure that in home life people were taught to do right. And it appears that now it is just a weaponized movement to try to destroy its political enemies for the growth of power of its movement without an ability to manage its own people to a high standard of morality, including its president. And that that when I remember the enormous clutching of wrists and fingers and pearls when Bill Clinton had an affair with an of age but still young intern, and how much moralizing there was, and just how much and how much it was brought up that the lesson that he was teaching to people in the country, well, the president can do that. Well, President Barack Obama could wear a tan suit. What signal is that sending of decorum to the rest of the country? And somehow that's just, it's discombobulating. I'm not saying anything brand new, but it's discombobulating. The thing I am saying that is slightly new, or that I haven't heard near enough, we've heard about, like, oh, We need a Joe Rogan for democracy. We've heard this. It's not that I agree or disagree with that, but I am saying something different. We need communities. We need to develop communities where people can develop to become their best selves. And the definition of their best self means also helping other people, not just being selfish, not just being jerks, not just being cruel, not just being mean, not just doing it for the lols because you can make the best Hitler joke. We need to be identifying, cultivating, supporting those communities. Like, a thing happened with, so there's a lot of attention on Turning Point USA. One of the things that happened with Turning Point USA is it got significant funding, significant funding. They say, oh, there's some young people to join that organization, and the right-wing funding community just dumped dough into it. That same thing has not happened in pro-democracy circles. If you are an ambitious promising young person coming up in and who believes in science, who believes in woman's right to choose, who believes that in climate science, who believes that we should love our neighbor, who believes that we should care at least something about wealth disparities. Where are the repositories for you? I don't mean what's the podcast you can listen to. Where do you find community? Where do you find the place where your mirror neurons can learn lessons from? That's the kind of thing that I'm telling you because it seems mildly more useful than howling it at the moon. That this is the thing that we need, repositories of community that will raise people better. And that is not being provided by the leadership of the country. And it is not being provided by the technology leadership of the country. And somebody's got to do it. If you're a young person watching, listening to this, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're here for you. And if you're people here who have young people in your lives, help me answer this question. Can we start building pockets? We will create stronger and better leaders, stronger and better citizens, stronger and better and more loving people in our country. We'll be back. This is Tom's show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'm workshopping this stuff. It's something really important. I haven't figured it out, but it's really important. 202-808-9925. Welcome your thoughts. Thanks for being you.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday for the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters.
Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones?
Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed, silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. My dad comes to mind. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source, not because he's a snorer. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text THOM to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. A lot of reasons here. Visit Z as in Zed. Y is in Yankee. Papa Papa Alpha Hotel at Z-Y-P-P-A-H. com. Use code TOM or text TOM at 511-511. Save over 24% off with a happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Oh, yeah. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text Z's may apply. I'll just figure that out. We're back. Let's go to Al from Zanesville, Ohio. Al, you are on the air. I'm calling you, Al.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
I guess I had my mute popped on.
Well, to keep the mute off if you want to say something.
I guess so.
That's the first rule, the mute button.
Oh, okay. I remember.
Actually, the second rule. First rule of the mute button is to click mute when you don't want to be heard. That's the first rule. Second rule is to click the mute button when you do. Well, you're on the air.
Okay, well, the topic we were talking about earlier, I kind of had a wrestling match the other night, a long-distance exchange with a family member, who is on the conservative side, and I'm not, and it was a back and forth, and I conceded, okay, we are built differently. And I think people are divided that way. I think the way we're wired is differently. So what sort of common ground would it, serve each of us? And the thing I came up with is morality and ethics. I don't care if you're conservative. I don't care if you're progressive. Those two points have to be held.
Yep.
Those are what promotes our society. I was fortunate to have a mother, a very loving soul. I got my politics during the Vietnam era. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 70 in Ohio, not at Kent State, but at Ohio U. But I noticed they would border on the immoral side of things, and I couldn't take to it. But today, the thing about my mother, she never preached. She never spoon-fed. Yeah. I mean, we had our religion. We went to church. But the most important thing you can do is live it. Not that's how you preach. You can't give these kids all kinds of ways what they should do, what they should not do. They'll figure it out. You know, they'll figure it out in their own way. But just promote morality, promote ethics, and live those things. It's like, how do you get peace in the world? Well, it starts with the man in the mirror.
Yeah, no, it's well said, Al. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. No, and I'll say it is, of course, related. I mean, how would it not be? But it's related to my concern that that if we're going to have a shared sense of morality and ethics, that none of us will live up to it every moment. But nonetheless, a shared set of conceptions of doing the right thing. And I actually think in so many ways we do. And even those who listen who don't come specifically from Judeo or Christian tradition, still are impacted by a Judeo-Christian tradition. And by the way, the best lessons to Muslims and to Hindus and to humanists overlap, which is pretty close to the Golden Rule, which is pretty close to love thy neighbor, which is pretty close to just try not to hurt people, try to help more than you hurt, basic lessons of morality. So where are we going to learn those things if churches on the right wing in particular are becoming so politicized, they're teaching the ultimate virtue is to defeat one's political enemy and lauding a person who doesn't exhibit the primary virtues of that moral engine except for his willingness and ability to undermine, to defeat, to jail, to attack, to insult, to threaten, to defund political enemies. That's the primary alliance. It is not a friendship of the good. It is a friendship of convenience. What signal does that send? And also, if the people getting all of the social media love and attention are not largely based on their morality, but based on if they're winning when the fix is in, doesn't it seem like we're having a society where so many people just want to, like, well, if they're getting theirs, the fix is in for them. If the corruption's going their way, I want to get mine too. I want to get the corruption going my way. And this happened in countries all over the world. Our country is, for good or for ill, been a little bit better at that. And I'm worried about the moral lessons. I mean, it feels weird to be a radio guy talking about morality. I never thought that'd be my direction. I just talked about my chubby dog and my dad's girlfriend. But I do think there's something at stake. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's now day 15 of the government shutdown. The Senate will vote again today on a clean bill to end it. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meantime, facing calls by Democrats in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to swear in Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona. Here's ABC's Chuck Severson.
Grijalva was elected September 23rd. Grijalva Wednesday with fellow Hispanic congressional lawmakers repeating this allegation.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files. He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
She says earlier this year, Johnson swore in two Florida Republicans less than 24 hours after their election.
A key border crossing in Rafah is closed, cutting aid into Gaza in half today. That after Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement to return all remaining bodies of the dead hostages. On Wall Street, stocks are up on positive earnings from banks. This is ABC News.